All right. Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Dr. Kevin Griggs. I'm from the University of Montana. I'll be judging Music General Effect this evening. You're just getting started, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you have to present to us tonight. Good luck, and have a great performance. Really sets a mood for what you're about to present. A lot of different possibilities open to us here from the listener standpoint. One of the difficulties you have with this kind of an amplified solo section is that I'm not sure how well they can hear each other being 10 yards apart. Very, very nicely done, but not entirely in tune with each other, so maybe check that a little bit. Nice impact moment there. The one thing you'll want to do on that particular impact is make sure that how you pace that crescendo matches the crescendo being given to us by the suspended cymbals up front. Being a little bit more forward on the field, their pacing of volume is very, very apparent to the listener. And so make sure that the band is able to match that power of the cymbals and not have it overwhelm you guys. You've got enough bodies. You guys can maintain a good sound and still get some get enough power not to be taken over by suspended cymbal. Yeah, that's a really pleasing alternation of woodwinds, front ensemble, and brass. All of it balanced nicely. A lot of really clever things going on here. Excellent opportunities for audience response, ways to draw the audience into what you're trying to present. You might take a little bit of time to think about how you enter those little breaks where you've got one melody that stops suddenly and, you know, bum-ba-dee-da is thrown in, or something in the front ensemble. it's really a neat idea to have those melodies sort of stop, another piece jumps in, the melody continues, but the exit of those little fragments can be a little ragged at times. And so it sort of takes away from the cleverness of the change of melody, bringing in those Looney Tunes themes. If somebody hangs over just a little bit longer than the rest of the group that they're playing in. So you want to be careful about your approach to silence and your approach to transitions and new melodies. It's not severely off, but it's just a little ragged at times. So maybe check that. Balance of the chords with the backwards playing. Sometimes the actual structure of the harmony gets lost when people play backwards, but that was good. Nicely done. Okay, so this section you just finished, it was going along great until we started to phase between the woodwinds, the battery way back field, and the front ensemble. I do like that the front ensemble, and this may sound weird, but I like the fact that they're not locking their eyes on the drum majors, because that tells me that they're doing their best to listen for the pulse arriving from behind the band and not trying to stay up with the drum majors, which will pull them too far forward in the time. All right, excellent coordination of that fast, kind of a jazz run move in the drill with what's going on in the percussion feature. If you had been moving at an 8-5, it would have been way too slow for what was going on, especially those running lines in the front ensemble. Again, I like to hear the woodwinds. In that last section, the overall ensemble sound of the woodwinds in that feature occasionally got a little bit off. I think maybe the tenor saxes pushed theirs a little too aggressively through the sound. Try and get a better blend with all voices, clarinets, altos, everything present in that sound so that we don't hear individual soloists sticking out. Those are very effective impact points with each of those solid block chords. Make sure everybody arrives at exactly the same moment. Probably could be facilitated with a good breath in time. Bah. because sometimes people are just a little ahead or a little behind, and it fattens the note out and obscures the front and back. So instead of a block of sound, you get kind of a ball of sound. And it does make a difference in how that impact happens up here in the audience. Good, nice last note. It did fade just barely on the very end of the note. I'd make sure that you push that and give just the slightest bump to the sound to give a release that just rings through the stadium. It's a minor thing, but you guys are good enough that I think the minor things, the polishing, the details are what you really want to have fixed at this point. So that last note, don't let it fade at the very last moment. Just take it all the way to the end. Nice, clean release. Nobody fading off the end. Very, very clever show. Lots of really interesting and engaging things happening visually that matches perfectly with the musical performance and presentation that you're giving us. Excellent control. You guys are very skilled and very well rehearsed. You've got everything going for you, and there's just a few little things here and there that I think you can fine-tune, mostly dealing with coordination of overall ensemble. Getting the effect of all of these details that you've got going on, so many things to keep the audience engaged, getting all of that to happen as precisely as possible. You know, no phasing side to side, good clarity on when you're passing parts from woodwind to brass to percussion to front ensemble, all the things that are happening to make this really unique and interesting. You're doing well, so just keep polishing it, making it more precise, more accurate. Great show, and appreciated hearing you tonight. Congratulations, and I wish you the best of luck as you move forward and continue on with future performances. Thank you very much.